Chapter 10. It took me a little over an hour to make my way back through the tomb and up to the surface. The instant I crawled outside, a messages waiting indicator began to flash on my display. I realized then that Halliday had placed the tomb inside a null communication zone, so no one could receive calls, texts, or email while they were inside, probably to prevent Gunters from calling for help or advice. I checked my messages and saw that H had been trying to reach me since the moment my name appeared on the scoreboard. He'd called over a dozen times and had also sent several text messages asking me what in the sweet name of Christ was going on and screaming at me in all caps to call him back right now. Just as I'd finished deleting these messages, I received another incoming call. It was H trying once again to reach me. I decided not to pick up. Instead, I sent him a short text message, promising to call as soon as I could. As I ran out of the forest, I kept the scoreboard up in the corner of my display so I'd know immediately if Artemis won her joust match and obtained the key. When I finally reached the transport terminal and jumped into the nearest booth, it was just after 2 o'clock in the morning. I entered my destination on the booth's touchscreen, and a map of Middletown appeared on the display. I was prompted to select one of the planet's 256 transport terminals as my arrival point. When Halliday had created Middletown, he hadn't placed just a single recreation of his hometown there. He'd made 256 identical copies of it, spread out evenly across the planet's surface. I didn't think it would matter which copy of his hometown I went to, so I selected one at random near the equator. Then I tapped Confirm to pay the fare, and my avatar vanished. A millisecond later, I was standing inside a vintage 1980s phone booth located inside an old Greyhound bus station. I opened the door and stepped out. It was like stepping out of a time machine. Several NPCs milled around, all dressed in mid-1980s attire. A woman with a giant ozone-depleting hairdo bobbed her head to an oversized Walkman. A kid in a gray members-only jacket leaned against the wall, working on a Rubik's Cube. A mohawked punk rocker sat in a plastic chair, watching a Riptide rerun on a coin-operated television. I located the exit and headed for it, drawing my sword as I went. The entire surface of Middletown was a PvP zone, so I had to proceed with caution. Shortly after the hunt began, this planet had turned into Grand Central Station, and all 256 copies of Halliday's hometown had been scoured and ransacked by an endless parade of Gunters, all searching for keys and clues. The popular theory on the message boards was that Halliday had created multiple copies of his hometown so that several avatars could search it at the same time without fighting over a single location. Of course, all of this searching had yielded a big, fat donut. No keys, no clues, no egg. Since then, interest in the planet had waned dramatically, but some Gunters probably still came here on occasion. If there was already another Gunter inside Halliday's house when I got there, my plan was to make a run for it, then steal a car and drive 25 miles in any direction to the next identical copy of Middletown, and then the next, until I found an instance of Halliday's house that was unoccupied. Outside the bus station, it was a beautiful Midwestern day. The reddish-orange sun hovered low in the sky. Even though I'd never been to Middletown before, I'd done extensive research on it, so I knew Halliday had coded the planet so that no matter when you visited or where you were on the surface, it was always a perfect late autumn afternoon, circa 1986. I pulled up a map of the town and traced a route from my current location to Halliday's childhood home. It was about a mile to the north. I pointed my avatar in that direction and began to run. Looking around, I was astounded at the painstaking attention to detail. I'd read that Halliday had done all of the coding himself, drawing on his memories to recreate his hometown exactly as it was during his childhood. He'd used old street maps, phone books, photographs, and video footage for reference to make everything as authentic and accurate as possible.